live from the set of the Caitlyn Jenner story starring Johnny Resnick. It's Shenanigans.
Oh, goodness.
This week it's Rich.
It wasn't that bad.
And Walden. I think it was.
It's pretty bad.
Hello, over.
And that's Alan. I'm Craig. He's back, ish. We were just talking to him, and his Wi-Fi or something went down. And
you look good, Alan. You look like you lost some weight. You're a lot smaller than before.
And now, gentlemen, I am bidding you adieu. I'm heading to Caesar's Palace for dinner. Then we're going to the Venetian, and then the Golden Nugget. So, good night, boys.
Have fun in old Vegas.
See ya.
Do I get to say my thing?
Do it right now. Do it right now.
Cue the music.
Have fun, dude.
Thanks, guys. Have a great night. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Over.
So you posted that it was that Caitlyn Jenner was at the Billy Joel concert.
Surprise, yeah.
Yeah, big surprise.
Super, super shocked to see Caitlyn Jenner. So courageous.
How was the show other than Iris?
It was good. I mean, I was texting Rich periodically that I was just waiting for Billy Joel's eyeballs to fall out of his head.
He doesn't do the coke anymore, though, does he?
I don't know, man.
He went right to it, though.
It legit looks like his eyes are going to just drop out of his face.
Wow.
They're sticking out so much. It's like, holy crap.
He's got a thyroid problem, maybe.
Apparently.
So you guys enjoyed yourselves?
Yes, very much.
It was amazing. Everybody, half the people I knew were at Billy Joel. The other half of the people were at Darien Lake for Luke Bryan. It's like everybody I knew was at a concert Saturday night.
Except you.
Yep.
The good half were at Billy Joel, though.
Okay.
No, really, I insist.
What the fuck? Alan just posted, picked you up a dick of cards.
So it's that kind of Vegas visit.
Apparently. Yeah. So let's talk about the Johnny Resnick part of that show. He's not.
Do we have to?
He doesn't live in Buffalo anymore, so it must have been a planned thing.
I don't know or care about the story behind it.
All I know is Billy Joel's got to have a fuck ton of money in order to be able to afford Johnny Resnick to play for him.
Maybe.
Well, he needed the money to pay for this facelift correction.
There's a lot of. He needs a lot of money and a lot of correction.
Yeah, no doubt.
I don't know what the hell happened to him. So did Billy Joel sing any of that song, or was it all?
No, it was all him.
He played piano in the background.
And did he encore with New York State of Mind?
He played that earlier.
He played it early.
Did he? I figured it would be a showstopper, the show ender.
No.
What did he do for an encore?
Songs he didn't have to play piano on.
Really?
Yeah.
He came out with a guitar.
Billy Joel plays guitar?
Technically.
Sing us a song, you're the guitar man.
He had a guitar on.
Okay.
I was so far up I couldn't tell if he was playing it or not. But it did look like he was going to tip over and break a hip.
Was he drunk?
He's clearly a poser.
No, he's 72 years old.
My dad's 71. My dad doesn't.
Yeah. How much coke did your dad do?
None.
Yeah, we're pretty sure the cocaine was a preservative.
Wow. But the music was good?
Not bad. Yeah.
The first couple songs, you couldn't hear him. You could only hear like the instruments and the background singers. But they fixed that by the third song. So after that, it was good.
That's cool. I haven't been to a stadium show in years. I love stadium shows. I think the last show I saw at a stadium was the Rolling Stones.
So it was recently?
Yeah.
we were on the upper deck, but we were at the front row of it, right about the 50-yard line, I'd say. And Tammy was trying to figure out how to set her drink behind the handrail. There's a set of lights in front of it, and there's a gap there, so you can drop stuff on the people, on the heads of the people down in the lower deck.
Yeah, she's spilling any beer on people down below?
No, she did not, but she's taunting fate with her phone, and I'm just like, that's a bad idea.
Right.
She managed to balance her cup, and then she bought a popcorn, and she managed to sit that there. But I'm just like, you're going to get kicked out because you throw one thing off of there and they do not give any leeway at all.
Right. Do you guys sit near each other?
We were section apart. I was higher up.
Did you guys ride together?
We did.
I could tell because I rolled by your Casa de Casa de Walden, and both your vehicles were there, but no camper.
Yeah, nobody was there. It was an empty house with two cars in the driveway.
Yeah,
well, and a vicious dog.
A very vicious.
So vicious.
Very vicious dog.
Good guard dog.
Yeah? Lick you to death?
Yeah. I mean, if you looked at her, you probably wouldn't want to go near her. But
really?
Yeah. She's.
If you're breaking in, you don't want to go near her.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Mean or just mean looking?
She's kind of a mean looking dog.
Okay.
Kind of imposing.
Not a big dumb dog like mine.
Oh, she's a big dumb dog.
Is my dog intimidating looking? Now that you know her, no. But when you first saw her?
She barks.
She does bark a lot.
She barks a lot.
Yeah, she barks a lot.
So, I mean, that for most people who are trying to get into a house to do nefarious things is enough just to hear a dog barking. So,
my dog would probably lick you to death unless you were trying to hurt somebody. Then it's a different story.
Yeah.
We can't even, like, fake wrestle. Like, you know, sometimes you want to wrestle with your wife to get her naked.
Yes, I do. I always want to wrestle with your wife.
The dog will throw a fit and try to attack me.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Very protective. My dog's the same way, very protective of my wife. So if she's on guard duty and you get between her and the dog will.
I barked at one of my daughters recently, like did a ruff right at the kid, and she went freaking crazy, man.
You're talking to my kids all wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had family in from out of town for a wedding this weekend, so we had a bunch of people over on Sunday, and the dogs were not well behaved when little kids came in the house. Like, whether a year and a half, 2 years old?
They were snarling, or they were like, oh, there's a kid.
More of a, I don't really understand what's happening here, because you're not much bigger than I am, but you're getting all the attention.
Ah. So they were spoiled.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so we had to take the dogs in the house so that there weren't any incidences, which there weren't.
How was the wedding?
It was lovely. The ceremony was brief and to the point. And then we had an awesome reception. A lot of their friends are avid dancers.
Oh, boy.
So
you just show off your moves?
No, I did not succumb.
Was it too crowded on the dance floor?
That's right. Mm-hmm. If I'm tearing up the dance floor, it's because there's a nail in my shoe.
So you're not a dancer at all?
No.
You don't do that white man?
The white guy head dance, sure. I can do that. And I can fall down in a mosh pit with the best of them.
And how about you, Walden? Do you dance?
Not really, no.
No?
No.
Do you slow dance with your wife?
It takes a lot of alcohol to get me to dance.
How about the slow dance with your wives?
Well, yeah.
No?
The box step.
You got to have long arms to slow dance with your wife because you got to keep your hands at ass level. And you're like 2 feet taller than your wife.
I just bend at the knees.
Okay. He towers over her, literally.
Yes, he does.
Yes, I do. Yes,
you don't
do.
Slow dance with your wife either? No?
If an occasion arises, we didn't seem to.
She says, Walden, I want you to dance with me.
Go make me a sandwich. No. Uh-huh.
I'm sure.
Yeah, that would go over well. No, we don't really dance.
You say, go make me a sandwich, and you're going to be doing your Billy Idol impression. Dancing with yourself. That's what that song means.
Okay.
Like half the songs in the 80s were about masturbation.
Right. Anything interesting other than that happened? How was camping? Did you get back today, right? Or last night?
I didn't.
You didn't?
Friday we had the wedding and...
So you just took the camper down there and...
Yeah, Thursday night she had girls' night, so I towed down the camper, helped her set up, and left.
She was having girls' night down at the campsite?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then Friday we had the wedding, so she drove up, and we got ready, went to the wedding. I drove her back on Friday, sat around the fire for like an hour, then went to sleep, got up at like 8:30 and left, and then went back Sunday to tow everything back. So I had like an hour of actual camp experience.
So you were basically a chauffeur?
Yeah. Pretty
much. You were the Navy to her Marines.
I towed in the first one in, yeah.
Anything, you know, anything special for doing all that, going out of your way to do that for her?
No.
Huh.
No.
She got the house to yourself.
That's true. That's very true.
The masturbatorium went from the basement to the first floor.
The whole house was the masturbatorium this weekend.
Do not go in there with a black light.
There was a... They did a porn version of CSI, and this made, I think it was Howard Stern show was talking about it. So they took the black light in, And the woman comes in, and she's the lead investigator. She goes, oh, sorry, I'm late. And she's got the black light out. She goes, well, this looks like blood. And her partner just keeps staring at her. And she's going, what? And you can see the remains that she had just had a facial.
She did not wash very well.
Right. That was funny. That was fun, eh?
So what else is going on?
The New York Rangers fans want Eichel so bad they put up a billboard.
Okay.
Isn't it getting traded a pain in the neck is what they put. Set Jack free.
Oh, wow.
So there was that. Let me back up. Saturday night was supposed to be girls' night for my wife and Vinny's wife and Vinny's neighbor's wife. And I'm not sure if Vinny's going to listen to this, but I'm going to throw him under the bus a little bit. I get a text the day before and the day of, are you coming over? Vinny wants to know. I'm like, yeah, I think so. So I get there. He's hiding in the basement, and he's a miserable prick the entire night. I'm like, I'll just go sit in my car, man. We eventually got around to where we were talking and stuff, but it was like, did you not want me to stop over? Or what's going on here?
You're invading his masturbatorium.
Apparently, but all the kids were at his house, so...
That's why he was in the basement, in the masturbatorium. Kids are scared of basements.
They should be scared of that one.
If he's doing that down there, yeah.
They get floating poop balls down there, so.
Oh, that's the worst masturbatorium ever.
Unless you're into that.
No one's into that.
He just keeps telling the kids when they try to come downstairs, no, go, scat, scat.
That's so bad.
Well, I had a good talk with it. Say we sat down and spoke for quite a while. So then we did have that. But then it's like rolling around midnight. He goes, what is going on? It's time to go to bed. And he goes, I feel like I have to. I go, I can go sit in the truck, man. I have my book with me. I'll sit in the truck and wait for them to finish. It's not a big deal to me. Nope, I'm going to stay up. It's impolite otherwise.
Well, I mean, at that point, you might as well just go out to the truck.
Yeah.
I don't want to look like a dick.
Hello, imposition.
So he goes, you got to listen to the song. And he's listening to Korn. I have never heard a Korn song in my life.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, he made it a good long time.
I'm not sure how well I like it, but, you know, hey, he liked it, so that's cool.
Oh, hell, they're doing an AARP concert in the near future.
Well.
Like Everclear.
Ever. So, okay, I looked at Cameo to see what I could find for the show.
Yeah.
Every third fucking advertisement on Facebook now is Alex, whatever his name is there, from Everclear.
Art Alexakis?
Yes. Saying, I'm on Cameo now.
Oh, so you got a big combo there.
Like, come on, are you fucking kidding me?
Gotcha, bitch.
The other one, Billy Boyd, is that his name? Billy somebody or other.
Oh, he had like he was an actor, but now he's got the exercise videos?
I think
that's
he
Billy
was...
Billy Blanks.
Billy Blanks.
No, Billy Boyd.
Yeah, that's who I was thinking of.
Different guy. Yeah, now he's on there also. I'm like, I don't even know these people, so... And all the people who are on Cameo, get this. What was the guy's name from the Miracle on Ice team, Mike Arizoni?
Arruzioni.
Arruzioni. He wants $500 for a 30-second clip, right?
Wow.
And they had, I can't remember, another hockey player. Doug Gilmore is like $50.
There you go.
And he's far better...
You can do, like, they have, instead of just the 30-second clip,
mm-hmm.
They do call-ins.
Really?
Like, question-and-answer sessions.
How much are they going to cost, though?
So, I don't know.
If he wants $500 to say, hey, I'm Mike from the Miracle on Ice team.
Well, no, if you get Doug Gilmore and then you get him on the show and you ask him all about Pink Floyd and their music.
I know. They used to piss off George all the time.
I know. That's why it would be shenanigans-y.
You know you can get for $500, Ric Flair.
Woo!
Wow, that was a pretty good woo.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, I took a look through it. Pablo Francisco is only like $50.
Who the hell is that?
He's a comedian. He does voices.
We have one of
those. I don't
think
I've heard of him.
In a world. He does like the...
Oh, that guy?
Yeah.
Don LaFontaine.
Right. He does the Don LaFontaine voice.
Hold on, right. I'm going to tell you who they have here.
If you're going to navigate Cameo, make sure you sort by price low to high.
To save yourself some
time. So Mike Arruzioni, $500. Martin Brodeur, $350. Okay, so you think you're better than Marty Brodeur? No, don't think so. Sean Avery is $70.
Gonna pass on Sean Avery.
George LaRocque is $70. And we could probably get George for free. Jeremy Roenick, who has a super inflated ego, is only $200.
Only $200.
Yep. Chris Pronger is $99.
That makes sense.
You get Tia Carrera for $60.
Wendell Clark is $117. There are a lot of Maple Leafs fans on here. A lot of Maple Leafs players. Especially, yeah. Apparently, if you can't win the Stanley Cup, you can win at Cameo.
You can get Tia Carrera for $60.
I'm looking at some of these people on here. Yeah, Dave Hansen from the Hansen Brothers is $116. Rick Jeanneret, $40.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, get Rick Jeanneret. Jesus.
You can't do a Rick Jeanneret?
Just the same shitty one that everybody else does.
Matt Barnaby, $30.
Roll a highlight film!
Right.
You can get Tia Carrera for $60.
He's still on that. How about John Gertler?
John Gertler.
You remember him from the... He's the Sabres guy from the 80s? Well, he's... Talk yeah. like he had a brick of shit in his mouth.
All right, there's an imbalance here. Michael Ian Black, who is hysterical, $85. Danny Bonaducci, also $85. There's a something not right on this scale.
Bobby Hall is $99, but, you know, dude from the Dream Team or the Miracle on Ice is $500.
Michael Ruscione has got an issue here. Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
Mike McDonald's $99.
Chris Kattan, $95.
Darren Pang, $40.
The Panger?
Yeah.
Where are you finding all these 40s?
I'm on Martin St. Louis, $100. There's Darcy Tucker, $68.
Darcy Tucker.
Doug Gilmore is $113. Gilmore would be funny to have on there.
Ricky Williams for $100. You think you can get him to talk shit about the Dolphins?
If he remembers to show up, he'll record a message for you.
For members to show up.
You can get Tia Carrera for $60.
David Ayers, $25.
David Ayers.
He's the Zamboni driver who beat his own team.
Oh.
Holy fuck. You can get Jake the Snake Roberts for $100.
Really?
That dude did not age well.
No.
No, he's in rough shape.
What wrestlers would be cool? Can we get, the Fabulous Moolah's dead.
Yeah, long dead.
Miss Elizabeth is dead.
Dead.
Macho Man's dead.
The list of dead will take a while.
Chris Benoit, he's dead.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah.
That was a bad one.
That was a real bad one.
Scott Gomez, $50.
Marky Ramone, $110. Speaking of remembering to make it for the appointment.
Brad May, $50. John Scott, $100. I would do $100. To get John Scott to say something about us.
John Ratzenberger for $120.
That's it?
We can get him to the intro for the show.
Oh, that would be awesome.
As the pig from the Toy Story.
I wonder, you can search on here. I'm going to search, is anybody from Letterkenny on this?
Yes. I did see
a lot Dylan of them use, Playfair's on here.
Yeah, a lot of them use a different service than Cameo.
K. Trevor Wilson, $100.
K. Trevor Wilson. That's
which, by the way, why are we giving all this free time to Cameo? We have to cut all of this until they
no,
pay
we don't.
Us.
Bonnie McMurray's $89.
Bonnie McMurray.
Uh-huh.
Nathan Dales is $99.
Leah Thompson, $125.
Really? We can pool all Alan's money and get her.
Doesn't sound like Alan has any money.
Start shaking the cushions in the casting couch.
Yeah, I was just trying to find something. I tried to find what we do in the shadows. Your boy there, he's not on here yet.
Matt Berry?
Yeah.
Penn Jillette, $135.
I've been shit upon from a great height.
We're just talking about the website right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Guillermo is $250. Is that his name?
Fuck that.
For Guillermo?
Yeah. Doug Jones, who played the Baron, is $60.
Does he come in full makeup?
Oh, that'd be awesome. Boy George is $300. Yeah, there's some pretty... What's up?
John Lovitz, $150.
Yes.
Yes.
You're welcome.
I want somebody, if we get a Cameo thing, if we actually do this, I want somebody to say, I'd like to congratulate on their tweet. Who the fuck are these people? What? Did I sign up for the, you know, like, bitching to, you know.
Right. Their manager.
Yeah.
Okay, so Jay Muse is $150 from Jay and Silent
Bob.
Jay and
Silent Bob.
Nice. And then Carrot Top also is $150. So can we get, can we pay $300 to get them to yell at each other?
That would be fun. Awesome.
That would be great. Jody Sweeten, $150. Honestly, I thought you'd be able to get more than a cameo for $150 from Jody Sweeten.
Well, her...
No, she's cleaned up.
Her OnlyFans is more than that, so...
Oh, okay.
I tried calling in at least one favor with a musician I know. Mark McGrath is $90, by the way.
Hey, Sugar Gay! The best paparazzi video ever.
Kenny G is $350.
No.
The Dan Band.
Oh, the Dan Band.
Yeah. $130.
Will they play an entire song? How's that
I don't
work?
Think they do play a whole... Ted Nugent. Ugh.
Yeah, hard no.
That's a hard no.
Tommy Chong, $150.
Yeah, that would be...
I don't know. Scott Stapp, $299 to go away.
Gilbert Gottfried, $175.
The chick Meredith from The Office is $190. Oh, the picture they use is the one where she has the wardrobe malfunction and the crop top.
Yeah.
It's freaking awesome.
How's the rabies doing, Meredith?
Michael Rapaport, $199.
I like him. He's awesome.
He's a clown.
See, they have Harry Potter actors who I've never seen before, so I'm not sure how much of an Harry Potter actor they are. Game of Thrones. Who they have for Game of Thrones? Somehow they have Ric Flair on Game of Thrones.
Anthony Michael Hall wants $200 for a cameo.
Really?
That's a bit much.
I started watching 30 Rock.
Yeah.
Fucking hilarious.
You've never watched it?
No.
Oh, my God. Like, the right from the start. The first scene of the first episode.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Awesome.
We watched three episodes at dinner time the other night.
Yeah.
Hey, I just started staring at the sun the other day. It's really bright.
My daughter goes, that guy's a jerk.
Alec Baldwin?
Yeah. He's supposed to be. That's the shtick.
It's just a character he's playing.
Yeah. Not a stretch there. And I don't think it's much of a stretch for Tina Fey either.
Right. Yeah, probably.
It's okay. I like Tina Fey. I think she's next door girl type of sexy.
She's all right. She's all right.
What was the other woman's name? Jane Krakowski?
Krakowski. Yeah.
Yeah. Did Amy Poehler end up on that show at all?
I don't think so.
Hmm. I would do a pay-per-view of Tina Fey and Amy Poehler. Just saying.
Oh, here we go. David Koechner, the guy from The Office.
Oh.
And Anchorman.
Yeah.
The bald guy.
Okay.
$225. Mario Cantone. Get the two of them playing off each other.
Jesus.
Oh, he wants $200. That guy's fucking funny, but everything is just, he's just brutal.
Who, Mario Cantone?
Yes. He never has anything nice to say. It's always a cut, but it's always hysterical, too.
Mick Foley.
He'd be interesting.
$75 for 3 minutes.
Carol Baskin for $249. Can we make her say, I killed my husband and fed him to the tigers?
Or I'm not paying you.
James Marsters, $50 for 3 minutes.
Steve Gutenberg.
Really? Does he pay us? Or
a ham sandwich.
No, it's $250.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Joey Lawrence is $175 for 2 minutes.
Whoa. Can you just say whoa for 30 seconds straight?
Whoa. Gunnar Nelson, $50 for 5 minutes.
You're going to cut this down to like 40 seconds of the episode, right?
Yeah. College stars. I didn't know they could do that. Actors. Robert Picardo, $150.
Alfonso Ribeiro, $250.
Jesus. Michael Weatherly is $149.
Are these Star Trek's people?
Michael Weatherly played on NCIS, but Robert Picardo was the holographic doctor on Star Trek Voyager.
Oh, yeah.
Brett the Hitman Hart, $150. Keith Hernandez, that would be funny. $165. Because I think he's got an incredibly awesome sense of humor.
I don't know. He kind of seems like a dick.
LeVar Ball, $130.
Fuck him.
All right. Kristen Ritter, $275.
Okay.
Or Danica Patrick for $150.
Fuck Danica Patrick.
I said it wrong. Danica McKellar.
Ooh. That's a tough one.
Totally
that's
different people.
That's a tough one. Yeah.
Danica.
Colin Mockery is $150. There we go. The Dice Man, $349.
What? That's insane.
It is insane. Do they have RuPaul on here? That would be funny.
Chris Diamantopoulos.
I have no... Billy Boyd, $180. He was in Lord of the Rings. Boy George, $300. Who are you talking about?
The $6 million man is only $299 now.
Oh.
Deep discount. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Anthony Scaramucci, $49. You don't know who he is?
I know who he is.
Donald Trump Jr. starts at $500 for 30 seconds.
Oh, yeah. Rudy Giuliani's on here for like $250 someplace. He's sunk to that.
Yeah, it's bad. Oh, you can get animals, too. Elephant Jungle Sanctuary. All right. Yeah, fuck that. Moving on. Anybody have any famous friends they want to...
Don't we have like a famous cousin or something that acts in big movies?
I do. I've tried and we're getting a big no. Rick Monday was the guy who saved the flag during the Dodgers game.
Oh, you looked it up?
No. I had somebody post it on our thing.
It's shenanigans corrections. You get Ted Nugent for $300. Yes, you can.
No. Because he'll get us in a stranglehold, baby. If we're looking for musicians, we want one that has talent.
I wasn't specifying musicians.
Well, he's Ted Nugent.
Yeah.
Supposedly, I can find him at a record store.
You can. But he's more interesting to listen to talk than sing.
Bob Saget! Is he on there?
No, that was my Tourette's.
Okay. How about Joey?
Dave Coulier?
Yeah. That'd be a good one. Alanis Morissette, she's probably $49 Canadian. We can afford that $7 American.
All in his moral set. Paul Rubens.
Yeah, he's like $300 though.
$350.
Yeah.
Worth every penny.
Jeez. I don't know. So we're going to have to work on... How about Jeff Bezos? Jeff Bezos.
We've got Jeff Bezos.
I know a guy.
Yeah?
Yeah. I could probably get a special message recorded from him. Yeah.
There's a guy from Lewiston who does Morgan Freeman impression. We can get...
What would we talk to him about?
No, I think that we should just get him to say, I'd like to congratulate... How about Matthew McConaughey?
I think we might have Matthew McConaughey already.
I think we do. It'd be cooler if we did.
We got to have somebody famous on here. I'm rooting for Sarah Michelle Gellar. I know you guys don't like her, but...
She's basic.
Or Reese Witherspoon.
John C. McGinley.
Yes!
Get him on the show. He wants $450.
Really?
We're not going to have him on the show.
So we have 5 weeks to fundraise to get John C. McGinley. What about Turkleton? Is Turkleton on there?
Holy shit.
What?
Hasselhoff wants $499.
Don't hassle the Hoff. Yeah, he's another one I see on my...
For another dollar, you can get Fran Drescher. Never mind, we've got Fran Drescher.
You know what that remind me of?
Fran
Dumb
Drescher.
And Dumber. Want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
Yep.
And when that guy's yelling in the middle of telling him to shut up, unscripted.
A lot of people just tell Jim Carrey to shut up.
Yeah, he doesn't even have to be making a sound.
Without being prompted.
Yeah.
You can get Dr. Oz for $500, get him to come record 30 seconds of admitting that the earth is flat and giving all the evidence.
Is he a flat earther?
No.
Oh.
No, he just hawks all that.
How about Neil deGrasse
homeopathic
Tyson?
Garbage. Neil deGrasse Tyson, I doubt, is on here.
Or Bill Nye the Science Guy.
He does not have time for that. Richard Dreyfuss, actor, Jaws. Are you fucking serious right now? That one movie is all they're going to list?
Richard Dreyfuss.
What else was he in? Down and Out in Beverly Hills.
What about Bob?
Oh, yeah, What About Bob? That was pretty funny.
Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
I forgot about the Close Encounters of the Third Kind. He's in Mr. Holland's Opus.
He was Mr. Holland's Opus.
I liked it. I liked him in Down and Out in Beverly Hills because he was banging the housekeeper. Well, I can't remember her name anymore.
So, who was Bette Midler in that one?
That was his wife, I think.
And then Nick Nolte?
Nick Nolte.
Yeah, I guess I do remember that movie.
You can get George Foreman for $800. It doesn't specify which one you're going to get, though.
It's the youngest one.
It's him or any of the three of his sons. Yeah, Bette Midler was definitely in it.
Kevin from The Office is $195.
Elizabeth Pena, she was the maid. And now she's 55 and... But in 1986, she was...
I crushed on her for a minute.
Elizabeth Pena?
She was I Married Dora.
I Married Dora, yeah. That's right.
Yeah, she was... Dora. She was...
That was the show that ended with, oh, by the way, we've been canceled. Bye, everybody! It was like the end of the last episode. They just like broke the fourth wall. It was awesome.
Oh, my God.
So for $1,500, you can get one of the guys from Shark Tank. Isn't that sort of a dare? Like, I dare these fuckers to make me record something for 30 seconds. I want $1,500, and I own 10% of the recording proceeds.
Yeah, that would be the problem. They'll probably want
a piece of the action.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, who's the cheapest one on here? Who's
Marty Baron.
Donating their time. The Cameo Santa for $20.
Who the fuck is Cameo Santa?
It's Santa Claus.
You guys are fucking morons. Ho, ho, ho.
And then the writer and producer from Family Guy, Alan Sulkin, for $25.
What does Seth MacFarlane want? $225.
I don't know. Dougie Doug.
Really? He's on there?
Yep.
How about Frank Caliendo?
I don't know.
He'd be a good one to have on.
He only does one thing. I mean, what happens when John Madden dies?
He's got other ones.
No, he's got a ton.
Yeah.
I haven't heard a ton. I've only heard the...
You know who would be awesome? Bill Hader.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Do anything. Just record it for 30 seconds.
Right.
Yep.
You can get Tia Carrera for $60.
She's still stuck on that. Does she still look like she did when from Wayne's World?
Well, of course she is. It's a photograph. It's all been photoshopped.
It's not been photoshopped. She's naturally beautiful.
Maybe. But she also has been photoshopped.
Okay.
To make her look even more beautiful.
All right. You know what? I'm going to look up one more thing, and then we're going to move on. While I'm looking this up, I posted an article today about professional baseball, Major League Baseball game that happened in Lockport.
Yeah, I read it.
Yeah, you
read
the whole thing. Posted a picture about it, too.
I did.
Jonathan Goldsmith, formerly portrayed the most interesting man in the world. I don't always record cameos for podcasts, but when I do it for shenanigans.
So I had to look up Lisa Ann. She's in Who's Nailing Palin, porn star.
Porn, okay.
They have her listed as sports radio host. She is $125 per hour, which is amazingly...
Per hour?
Which is amazingly her state rate of... I can't say that. Sorry, Lisa Ann, because I know that you've listened to at least twice to our show.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, she commented on it, on things we were doing well and things we were not doing well.
Really?
Yeah.
In what context?
I asked her in a direct message on Twitter one day.
Oh. So you got to share that shit on our Facebook page so people can see it.
So, yeah, Lisa Ann could come on our show. She can be on our show, too.
She can be on our show and come.
So what did you think of that article about the Chicago White Sox playing a game in Lockport?
Pretty interesting.
Who knew that when you go out to Outwater Park, you see that concrete form that's there for the softball field that's right off Charlotte Street there? That's where the stadium was. It's at the east end of the park.
Where the softball diamond is?
Yeah.
Huh.
That's where the Outwater Stadium was.
No kidding.
Yep. 3,500 people, up to 5,000 people they could hold there.
The stadium only stood for 10 years?
Yeah.
That's insane.
Well, it's kind of like a parking ramp downtown.
Right. The parking ramp made it longer.
Barely.
Yeah.
Zero maintenance, and they didn't have kids burning the bleachers, so... I thought it was pretty cool that, you know, I came across this reference about the White Sox playing a game in Lockport. I'm like, no way. So I went and found the articles and stuff, and I thought it was interesting. Something that is not everyday history.
Interesting little tidbit.
Exactly. I just keep watching Lisa Ann talk, and she keeps doing this. I'm not sure what she's... Don't worry, baby. We're already looking at your boobs. Especially since you're not wearing a top. I'm going to try to have her record something.
Hasn't she already recorded something?
She has, but we're not allowed to talk about that. Not anymore. Because every time I bring up Who's Nailing Palin, you yell at me.
Just Find a different title.
Okay, she was in Who's Nailing Palin 2.
Got me in a technicality.
I can't help it. Oh, let's go to this. We just talked a little bit about baseball. There's an article here that you put, Rich.
I thought you were just trying to calm down.
No. Cleveland Indians' new name and website domain was already taken.
It's true. It's bad timing.
Officials at Cleveland's Major League Baseball team didn't do their homework when changing the team's name last month. They're going to be the Cleveland Guardians, a male roller derby team in that city has been using the Guardians for nearly a decade, and it owns a website tied to it as well. So the Major League Baseball will just steamroll over it. But I get, this gives Cleveland Indians baseball a chance to reboot a bad decision.
Which one?
Yes. Because they should, way back in the early 20th century, maybe the late 19th century, they went by the Spiders.
Yeah.
They should throw the Spiders moniker back up there, and then their mascot can be Boris. Boris the Spider.
Why Boris?
You guys, the Who had a song called Boris the Spider.
I'm already lost.
Yeah. I have no idea.
You have no idea?
Nope.
But I think it's better than the Guardians.
Yeah, it's a terrible name.
Well, at least they didn't choose a mascot whose name sounds like a racial slur when you yell it. The Colorado Rockies had to defend somebody in their crowd because they were yelling, Dinger!
Oh, yeah. You never heard this song before? So it wasn't Roger Daltrey or Pete Townsend singing it. It was John Entwistle, who was the bass player.
Mm. It's the birth of death metal.
Yeah, I can't believe you've never heard Boris the Spider before.
No, not a Who guy.
The Guardians roller derby team has filed a trademark application for the rights to the name. The Major League Baseball team did the same 4 days prior, but trademarks often go to the first entity to use the name rather than the first to file for it. Should the baseball team lose the trademark battle, that doesn't necessarily mean we'll have to change its name, but it's a possibility since both companies are in the sports business. Will there be a conflict and confusion between the two? The way they play baseball sometimes? Maybe. If it should come down to a legal fight, and the Major League Baseball team has vastly greater financial resources, which would be a tremendous advantage. But that would be bad. Now, could the roller derby get a payday for this that would help fund their team?
Disney could step in and knock them both out of the water because Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah. I think that, they should go to the Spiders. Spiders would be a cool name.
Yeah, we were actually in Ohio
or they
when
go
they
the-
changed their name. I was at the Columbus Zoo.
They let you back out?
Yeah. Or they could go with the Steamers.
There you go. I like that one.
Big pile of dung on Lake Erie.
I think they should be the Howard Ducks.
Cleveland. It's a perfectly strange name for a perfectly strange planet.
That's right.
Cleveland.
Yeah.
And the mascot can be Leah Thompson.
I can get behind that and in front of it.
You might think so. I don't think so.
I'd probably be behind it. She could probably still outrun me. I saw this one. I'm going to talk about it. I thought it was weird.
Nice segue. Yeah. I'm going to talk about this article now.
Right. Chocolate beer barred from sale after child mistakes it for chocolate milk. Stout with a dash of chocolate powder and very similar packaging sent back to the drawing board. An Australian brewery has been banned from promoting one of its beers after a minor mistook it for chocolate milk. The beer in question is a chocolate stout produced by the Howler Brewing Company. The stout includes Milo, a powdered Nestle product popular in Australia and Southeast Asia, as either the basis of a hot chocolate or a way for kids to turn a glass of cold milk into confectionery. Howler's chocolate milk stout imitates Milo's packaging. So I didn't want to see a picture of it, but there's no picture here. How can I determine whether that they're correct? I'm just supposed to take their word for it? Don't trust the media, so I need a picture. The packaging decision, as explained by the Victorian Commission for Gambling and Liquor Regulation, led to a complaint from a concerned parent after their child thought the can of chalk milk stout in the fridge was a can of Nestle's chocolate milk product, Milo. They have therefore banned the advertising or promotion of the product until Howler changes its packaging. So I have the Yingling Hershey's.
Yeah.
And that's chocolate flavored, but there is zero possibility that my child would not know that's beer.
Right.
Especially once they tasted it. So if this kid drank the whole damn thing, he's fucking with you.
I thought it was milk. Dur, dur, dur.
Yeah.
I'm kind of jealous that the kid got to drink the chocolate milk stout and I didn't get to drink the chocolate milk stout.
Have you tried the Guinness chocolate?
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty good.
It's a little more on the syrupy side, so it's okay. It's yummy. Don't get me wrong. I go for more of a milk chocolate flavor.
Do you like that PBR iced coffee beer or whatever?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
They also make one that's a cold brew.
Cold brew, yeah.
Which is good, but I don't like it as much as the other. The other is way sweeter. It's almost not an alcohol at all, except that it is.
Have you guys tried my cherry brandy?
You have.
Did I?
Oh, I had to bring a bottle. When Alan comes back, I'm going to bring a bottle of cherry brandy over.
Oh, okay.
We'll have to drink it.
I think I might have, now that you mention it.
Yeah, Rich didn't want it. Oh, I'm on keto today. I can't drink that.
I'm not on keto today. Get home.
Did you take like the whole weekend off for the concert and all that?
I held out till, I think it was dinner time Saturday. Yeah. We went to a burger place for dinner. And because it's a they cook their fries in peanut oil, and Walden's wife can't have nuts.
Well, that explains a lot. You knew that.
You guys really picked the low hanging fruit. My nuts.
Your nuts, yeah. Those would be raisins then. Yeah, so the Colorado Rockies mascot is Dinger. And somebody...
There were several somebodies yelling at.
Well, yeah, that makes sense. It's
trying
a baseball
to get his attention,
game,
I'm guessing.
And yeah. It got broadcast on TV, so they had to, like, play it back and mess with the audio so they could single the voice out because people were saying that they had yelled the N-word. So I'm thinking they need to change the mascot's name to something like Spooky. That would go over much better.
Oh, my God.
No, it would not.
Or Marky?
No. No. Terrible. That's awful. I cannot support that at all.
Richard.
The Colorado Rockies. They're looking for a mascot name that's not Dinger. So the Colorado Rockies, they should call them the New Jersey Devils.
That's a hockey joke.
I don't know. What name could you come up with? The Colorado Rockies.
I just gave three, so.
How about that dumb mascot?
That dumb mascot.
Hey, idiot.
There you go. It's like the Diamondbacks. Who came up with the idea of calling them the D-bags?
Someone short-sighted. It looks like it's some kind of blue or purple.
It's got to be purple.
Dragon?
There. Purple dragon. That's near Denver, right? They play in Denver?
Yeah.
So why don't they just call them General Illuminati? Because this is the Denver airport.
Secret airport tunnels.
Yes, exactly. I don't know.
Yeah, Dinger's fine. Just stick with Dinger.
Articulate. That's what you have to do. Articulate.
It's not their fault. They shouldn't have to rebrand their mascot just because some overly sensitive people are stupid.
Speaking of oversensitive people, there's a segue for you. Oversensitive people. A Teesside mom says she has been left traumatized by the aggressive approach of an Aldi cashier and the ferocious speed of the supermarket's conveyor belt.
This is Karen all day.
All day. The shopper was minding her own business, completing her weekly shop with her three young children, when she became embroiled in a tense confrontation with a disgracefully rude staff member. She claims the worker refused to slow his scanning, even as food fell from the packing area onto the floor like a slot machine. The 35-year-old mother maintains that she was loading her shopping cart as quickly as possible, but that the worker was taking no prisoners and continuously scanning and piling the food high. Obviously, he's never worked at Walmart.
Right.
Right. And any other time somebody's complaining that he's moving too slow and they're trying to get out of there, she got distracted by all of her rugrats running around, and he was just doing his job.
Right. She's traumatized.
She's traumatized.
By him doing his job at Aldi's. I do have to say, in her defense, though, the area they have left for the customer who wants to pack their own groceries at other grocery stores has gotten smaller and smaller and smaller all the time. So it's more difficult to do it.
Yeah, they want you to get the fuck out of there.
They do.
It's turnover. Let's go.
Well, they want people in and out of there. They should put more than one cashier on at Walmart.
Yeah.
Went out shopping with the wife the other day, We had to get two things, so we both went, and they were on opposite end of the store. So we went in and grabbed it, and we go to check out, and there's no cashiers at all. It's all, you have to go through the automated system.
Is this at a grocery store?
No, this is at a big box hardware store that I won't name.
Oh, aren't you glad you didn't name it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we've been there also.
Because they're bananas.
I always go to the pro desk to check out because there are people there.
This was a specific thing that we had to get there because nobody else around here carries it.
If Grimble's doesn't have it, you don't need it.
Don't get me started on Grimble's. But what you just said is completely untrue.
No. Isn't that their slogan?
What you said is completely untrue?
No,
I
no,
doubt
no.
that. That's
no.
a horrible slogan. No one should use that. No one should use any slogans that I came up with.
Pre-show callback. Copyright Shenanigans 2021.
But yeah. So you're at a big box hardware store with your wife the other day.
Well, that's it. There's no fucking cashiers. You have to go through the automated thing.
No, you don't. You go down to the other end to the pro
desk. Was none. There was no one staffed down there.
At the other end?
I always checked.
Well, because that's where we always go. I've left my cart in the middle of the thing before just because I won't use the self-checkout.
I will always go through a checkout lane with an actual checkout person before I will go through the automated thing because I think they're bullshit. I didn't apply to work here. Why the fuck am I doing the job?
And I'll hear the other side say, well, they're keeping their prices low, so by doing that, no. You know, like labor costs at Walmart account for like 6% of the cost of the item. So right. having five cashiers on isn't going to raise the price.
Correct.
It's all bullshit.
It's more money in
someone else's pocket,
the
not
CEO's
ours.
CEO's pocket.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Stupid Waltons.
And what about John Boy? You don't like him?
Nope.
Good night, John Boy. Good night, Ned.
Here's one for you, Walden. I'm sure that you'll love this one a lot. Drunk men kidnap a traffic cop and take him on a joyride in Mumbai.
Oh, this seems like a bad idea.
It does.
Not in Mumbai.
Three men in an inebriated state kidnapped an on-duty traffic policeman and took him on a joyride before being arrested, police said here on Wednesday. The incident happened on Tuesday when the men from Thane halted their vehicle in the middle of a road in the busy locality of Chembur in eastern Mumbai.
In Mumbai, I'm guessing, is busy. There's like a billion people in that city.
All were heavily drunk, and the kidnapped policeman, oh no, they stole my policeman.
Oh my God.
Informed of the development that was creating a traffic snarl, police constable rushed to the spot. He found a dark gray Honda parked in the middle of the road blocking traffic movement during rush hour and knocked on the windows. One of the youngsters rolled down the windows and they saw that he was drunk. The car reeked of liquor and empty beer bottles were lying around. He ordered the driver to park the vehicle properly by the side of the road, but the other occupant stepped out and in a drunken rage started arguing with him. They soon started abusing and beating me. They pounced on me and pushed me inside their car. Before I knew it, they were speeding off at high speed. His colleagues relayed messages for help through his walkie-talkie to the police control room, and a team of policemen from the traffic police chased down the vehicle. They managed to intercept it nearly 3 kilometers away near the Eastern Express Highway, confiscate the vehicle, and took two of them into custody as the third managed to slip away.
In a rickshaw. Yeah.
The breathalyzer tests revealed they were heavily drunk and unfit to make a statement. We have booked them under various sections of the Indian Penal Code and Motor Vehicles Act.
Penal Code.
Can you imagine kidnapping a cop to take him around the block in a joyride? Okay, everybody, they get to the stoplight. They have to do the fire drill. It's only a fire drill now.
At least he didn't cut off his ear and pour gas on him.
Oh, God. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun. No? No, wait. Okay.
No, I got the reference.
Craig, no. Rich, yes.
Now, on my way to work one day, right in front of the courthouse, I saw a car stop in the lane, and 4 Asian men jump out of the car, run around the car, and get back in the car in different spots. And I go, that was literally a Chinese fire drill. And I was like, that's racist to say. No, no, really. It was.
They were Korean, though.
Right.
Right, that could be. That was an Asian fire drill. That was the same day that the woman tried to avoid a squirrel and wiped out four cars on the side of the road right at the courthouse. Oh, now nobody parks on the side of the road anymore.
Oh, my God. For a squirrel.
Was Howie parked there, too?
No. The funny thing was, so I'm standing on the steps. I just finished a conversation on my telephone, and I was getting ready to walk back in here. Bam, 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 bam. Like, so I called 911. The Lockport Fire Department was there in, like, 90 seconds, but the ambulance service there took 12 minutes.
Yep. There you go. That sums it up. We're dead. We're all dead.
Because they were up by the Orange Place, but the one up in Amherst.
Crazy. Don't have a heart attack in Lockport.
Is there a good place to have a heart attack?
Hospital?
Yeah. There's plenty of good places where you can get treatment right away and get taken to a place that you can get life-saving treatment.
I was thinking that hamburger place in Vegas.
They've got AEDs everywhere.
You guys have been to Vegas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really? What's it like? I've never been there.
Yeah. It's overrated.
It's exactly as described.
I've never been in a casino or anything like that.
Huh.
What?
Well, you should. You've got a casino pretty close by. If
yeah.
You get
Buffalo's lousy kind of with them.
Yeah. General idea.
My problem is that I should not go into one because I have an addictive personality and I don't want to.
Right.
Yeah, but you also don't have a lot of money, so that's a limiting factor.
Right.
That's why I can only smoke so much crack.
Like none.
Well, eventually you're full. I've heard.
So, we're still suffering under some coronavirus issues around the world.
That's a rumor.
That's the rumor. In Everton.
England?
Yes.
Okay.
Their local football club.
Everton.
Was honoring football fans who had died during the pandemic. It began as a touching way to honor deceased Everton fans, but social media users quickly noted an image of Holocaust victim Anne Frank had been inserted into the four-minute-long video.
What the fuck?
There's a still, and that's definitely Anne Frank.
Well, she used to be a fan back in the day.
Uh-huh. I don't even see her name like on there. Like, if
no, no. No, no. Keep reading the article.
I'm going to. The picture appeared at the 1 minute 50-second mark. Alongside the photo of Anne Frank, there were a number of prank names on the list, including Fake news. Anne Frank quickly began trending on Twitter, and after 7 hours, the club took it down and reposted it without that image. The video from the club was accompanied by the words, "We've lost far, far too many Evertonians over the course of the pandemic. Wish they could all be here with us today. Rip Blues." And, yeah, there's still that. That's bad. Terrible. Wow.
The club first made a call for submissions in the beginning of August, saying it would pay tribute to those who had died ahead of the first match of the season against Southampton. Fans were encouraged to add a name to the list alongside an optional photo of a loved one. So they didn't. This wasn't somebody in-house. Somebody wasn't paying attention.
Right.
Some kids slipped something in there is my guess. Fake news.
Damn kids.
Yeah. I'm surprised they know what that is in England. I thought that was just a thing here. Because of who our president was at the time.
No, it's everywhere now.
Yeah? It's worldwide?
Yeah.
Is that do they say that in Africa too?
Fake news.
Apparently so.
Let's see. What else do we want to talk about here?
Not the governor of Utah.
That was funny. That was really funny.
So Craig, have you stuck your dick in anything weird for the last 2 weeks?
I should be careful how I answer this. I have never stuck it in a lock. When I worked at a shoe store, I used to stick it in my coworker's shoes that were in their locker.
That's a callback.
That's a callback, everyone. Craig didn't do that. Craig did not do that, as far as I know.
No. Ew. Ugh. Shoes are nasty. Feet are nastier.
No. A man suffered a permanently disfigured penis after getting it stuck in a padlock for 2 weeks. And his embarrassed mother told medics he likes putting it through small holes.
Join the club, lady.
He's a cuckold. They just locked it up and forgot.
The bachelor, 38, clamped the metal device around the base of his genitalia in a bizarre act, but he lost the key and his penis started to swell, as one does. He tried and failed to remove the small padlock, So left it on his penis for more than 14 days until the Bluetooth signal came back. Oh, wrong story. Sorry. Until it became infected and the pain was so unbearable that he was rushed to the hospital in Bangkok.
If it's infected and painful, don't bang the cock. Don't. No Bangkok.
If a hospital in any city knows how to deal with this, it's Bangkok.
Yeah, because his father once had a problem with a eggplant. I mean,
oh, you don't want to be a locksmith in Bangkok
or own a veggie stall.
His mother told emergency services, who had arrived at the man's home on Thursday night, that her son did not have a girlfriend, obviously, and was bored because he'd been staying at home during the COVID-19 pandemic. The mother said, "My son is a private person, and he doesn't have a girlfriend. He has been staying home a lot during the pandemic because he's worried about going out. He told me he did this because he was bored and he likes putting his thing through small holes. I was angry at him for embarrassing me like this, and I told him not to do it again." Oh, well.
And what's your name again, ma'am?
I think the better question is, why the fuck didn't she tell him not to do this in the first place?
That's right. Everybody knows that as a mother, all you have to do is say not to do something and your child won't do it.
Don't stick your dick in things where it doesn't belong.
Don't put salt in your eyes.
Don't throw me down, Clark. The rescue officer said they received the emergency call, but the injury was worse than they expected and had to rush the man, who they would not name, to the nearest hospital. Medics spent more than 30 minutes using an electric cutter to slice through the metal lock. They slid a thin sheet of metal between the bar and the man's skin to prevent it from being cut and squirted water onto his body for lubrication. Nowhere near his penis, just down his back and stuff. So he'd slide around better. Just reposition him. Once it was released, they administered antibiotic cream and gave the man penicillin tablets, which is really all he wanted in the first place. He's just looking for free medical care for his infection. Despite his penis now being released, medics said there could be lasting damage because of the amount of time the padlock was stuck. His penis had also been disfigured by the
ordeal. Looks like a question mark now.
Huh? More like an ampersand, maybe.
Oh.
Question answered. We can't give the man's name, but we want to make the news public to prevent other people from doing this kind of thing. It can be very dangerous and damage the body. So this guy's from Thailand, and he put a padlock on his penis. So
fuck it, it's just a lock.
Now they're calling it Pad Thai.
Oh.
You remember that next time you're ordering Asian food. Get the Pad Thai.
That's not good. Also in Thailand, the Thai Department of Health says people should wear face masks during sex.
But not padlocks.
They have a picture of two people kissing while they're wearing masks.
They're just rubbing masks together then.
Okay. Couples and lovers should refrain from face-to-face contact and wear face masks. There should be no kissing or oral sex. Fuck you! No group sex.
Now, wait a second. Oral sex does not involve mouth-to-mouth contact.
I know.
So it should be okay.
Should be.
Because you can't then put your mouth on your genitals after she put her mouth on your genitals. Therefore, there's nothing transmissible that way.
No group sex.
Again? I'm sorry, still?
The departmental rep responsible for sanitation and sex, Dr. Pirayuth Sanagoon, spoke to the Daily News.
It's pronounced Sanjay Gupta.
Okay. At the weekend, after a young prostitute tested positive, raising concerns of a cluster. That's not exactly what a clusterfuck means. Doctor said the issue of safe sex practices was especially important during the pandemic, as the consequences for people, their partners, and society in general can be serious. People waiting on a test should refrain from all sex, for example, and all pay-for-play should be avoided. What the fuck is pay-for-play? Is that prostitution?
Like when you go to Chuck E. Cheese.
Glory holes.
You put the token in, and then you can play the game.
Sex with strangers at parties could constitute an illegal gathering and be prosecuted under Article 9 of the Emergency Decree. That means fines and prison, where there's more group sex.
You won't stop congregating illegally. We're going to make you congregate in prison.
doctor said that husbands and wives and lovers could still have sex, but they needed to follow 9 protocols, which include washing hands and body with lots of soap before and after sex, and no kissing or sharing saliva, as this has been shown to contain the virus. Wearing a cloth mask over a surgical mask covering nose and mouth securely was also advised, as practicing safe sex, such as wearing a condom. So, yeah. So you should... That means doggy style is perfectly, right?
Yeah.
Perfectly good.
Doggy style is a go reverse cowgirls, okay.
But you can't use spit for lube.
How about pile driver?
you might drool in her mouth.
Oh.
And it just got not safe for work.
So you're a Scottish lord.
That's right.
Tell us about the puddle on your square foot.
It's crap! The mystery surrounding a UK puddle, which formed with no rain and glaring sunshine, deepens, with tests no closer to identifying the source of the liquid. It was Craig. At one stage, the local council believed it could have been pineapple juice, just because there's so much of that flowing through Scotland.
Hey, pineapple juice.
As far as you know. But tests determined that that was not the case.
Aye.
The puddle formed in the town of Cowdenbeath in West Fife, Scotland, at the start of August. It's growing despite warm summer weather.
Isn't this how Love Canal started?
Right.
Local councillor took to Facebook, vowing to find out the cause. He said the leak is posing an outgoing issue to the community. Although it is very localized, it is a concern for a number of nearby residents, he writes. I will continue to work with Fife Council, Scottish Water, and SEPA. Well, if there's
SEPA, seeping.
They should know what's causing the seepage. To resolve, and I will be sure to share any updates or significant developments. Earlier in the month, he said tests determined the liquid was not pineapple juice. Like, just randomly, that's what they checked first? There's no explanation of where the context of pineapple juice comes in.
It was under a pineapple tree, so.
But pineapples grow on bushes.
Shut up.
Now you're going to bore us with horticulture and history?
Horticulture.
A burst pipe is thought to be responsible. The same guy said, I've since been informed the liquid is escaping from a burst pipe, yet somehow this wasn't noticed or picked up until very recently by SEPA, the Scottish Environment Protection Agency.
Fuck you.
But added liquid is unlikely to pose any danger or risk to health, even though they don't know what the fuck it is. Can be literally anything except pineapple juice now.
Right. It's probably some bad chemicals that have been buried underground, and they're trying to avoid responsibility. So
maybe it's not pineapples, but it's like that ham knockoff that they put on Hawaiian pizza. That would be kind of juicy.
Maybe
you bury enough of it underground, it might bubble up because of the gas from the Hawaiian pizza. I don't know.
And closing out tonight with our main part of our show. Video of ruptured camel lips rekindles Saudi Botox anger. The toxin has been injected illicitly into the nose and lips of camels competing in beauty contests in a bid to win multi-million-dollar prize pools. A video circulating on social media showing camels with lips ruptured because of Botox injections has provoked outrage in Saudi Arabia, according to local media reports. The video has spurred fans and carers of the humpback creatures to renew their calls for strict punishments against those who use the chemical to enhance the appearance of camels. Botox is used illicitly to give camels plumper lips, a prized trait for camel buyers and fuckers. The toxin has been injected illicitly into the noses and lips of camels competing in beauty pageants, and they're talking multi-million dollar prize pools. I'm not sure why this is even a thing. The use of Botox causes loss of control and sensation in the face, and its use on camels has been condemned by animal rights activists and veterinarians. They're just lonely in the desert.
There's a lot of cliffs.
Yeah.
Careful, they spit.
Oh, isn't it? Never mind.
They're not spitting. They're drooling from the Botox.
Right.
To the lips.
The effects of Botox can go beyond the face, Camel expert. I'm not even going to say what his name is. Camel expert said, with long-term use of the toxin potentially damaging vital organs. Botox is not licensed in Saudi Arabia for use on animals, an official told the Saudi news outlet. However, inspection for use of the toxin in competitions is not carried out directly by the state, the official said. Instead, reports about a suspected use are given to the state by festival committees. Competition organizers routinely punish camel owners who use Botox in their camels with heavy fines.
Bad camel owner. Shame on you.
The use of Botox in camels garnered international attention in 2018 when a dozen camels were disqualified from the King Abdulaziz Camel Festival near Riyadh because they had undergone the facelift procedure. The report came on the same day that the Crown Prince Camel Festival was launched, an 11-day event for camel aficionados.
It's camel aficionados.
Oh, camel toes.
Camel toes.
A spokesperson for the festival told Saudi news outlet that this year there will be a veterinary clinic at the festival to educate owners about the care of their animals.
And how to properly inject the Botox into the camel's lips so you can't tell.
So, yeah. I don't get it. A camel beauty contest? Well, I guess they have dog contests. Like, don't they have...
It's not a dog beauty contest.
I mean, technically, isn't it?
No.
Kind of.
I bet they look at, you know, Westminster Kennel Club and go, that's disgusting.
Why would they treat their dinner that way?
No.
Alan's not here to say the terrible things.
He will be.
We can't let him rack up a bunch of extra weeks to put it all in together when he gets back.
We have one more week without him. So, Rich, what's happening in Canada this week?
How'd that work?
That worked beautifully.
Okay.
Cue the music! Canada Watch.
Your listening pleasure is Canada Watch.
Smell like pine trees in moose piss.
Canada Watch. Your furry hat matches your furry underpants. It's a design flaw, or you need a trim?
Canada Watch.
Do you smell like beaver dams and old toes?
Canada Watch.
Your uncle looks suspiciously like an elk.
Canada Watch.
Sure does get lonely up there in the Yukon.
Canada Watch.
We have the polar bears and the milk in the bag, y'all. Canada Watch.
Hey, Gord. We still like you, though.
Canada Watch.
A customer's unusual arrival at a Saskatchewan Dairy Queen has resulted in a criminal charge. Around 5 p.m. on July 31st, Tisdale RCMP received a complaint that a helicopter had landed in a high-traffic parking lot in the community, according to a news release. The aircraft blew up dust and debris in an area that includes a school and aquatic sentry, RCMP said. A passenger climbed out of the helicopter and bought an ice cream cake. The landing was not an emergency, according to police. I don't know. Ice cream cake might be considered an emergency.
Depends, right.
Depends on the context.
It was Daddy Warbucks getting one for Annie.
Because Bigfoot scared all of her friends out of the birthday party.
Exactly.
So we had to upgrade the cake. While the pilot was licensed, it was illegal to land the copter in the area. A 34-year-old man from Leroy, Saskatchewan, is charged with one count of dangerous operation of an aircraft.
I think it's Leroy.
Loa. It's Canada. It's
Loa.
Loa?
Loa.
A 34-year-old man from Jenkins, Saskatchewan, is charged with one count of dangerous operation of an aircraft.
Jinkies?
Leroy Jenkins. That means nothing to you? It's a gamer thing.
No idea.
Okay. Well, your kids do, and they know how cool that reference was.
All right.
He's scheduled to appear in court on September 7th in Melfort, but...
He's using the helipad.
After conversion rate, it won't be till September 18th. And that's what's happening in Canada this week.
Do you have a website for us this week?
I do!
Just the one?
I do! I already saved it for you guys, so you could see it.
I used that breaking news thing. I sent you the picture.
Yeah. It was exactly as you described. So this week's website of the week is moversandshakas.org, which sounds like O-R-G, but it's not. It's O-R-G.
Moversandshakas.org.
What better way to survive a pandemic than to do it on a beach in Hawaii? For anyone who finds the idea dreamy, Hawaii is offering a free round trip ticket to Oahu. To out-of-state remote workers who want to live and work there while contributing to the state's economy. The state launched the temporary residency program known as Movers and Shakas in collaboration with schools and businesses. It's accepting its first group of applicants until December 15th. Movers and Shakas is a small step towards economic recovery and diversity and diversifying our economy, according to Jason Higa, the group's founder. The pandemic, he said, has normalized remote work for the foreseeable future, so we believe that this situation presents an opportunity for local residents to return home and for out-of-state professionals to experience Hawaii, not as tourists, but as contributing members of our community. 50 people will be chosen for the first cohort. Later applicants will be accepted on a rolling basis. To apply, you must be a remote worker and at least 18 years old. I'm totally putting in for this. I will miss Tammy for that month, but I can't miss the opportunity.
And they've had a hell of a time down there in Hawaii because before the pandemic started, they had the volcanic eruption that lasted for 2 months or whatever and destroyed lots of property. Then the pandemic hit, so they've had it bad.
Yeah,
for 70 degrees every day.
So far, Hawaii has reported over 18,000 coronavirus cases, and more than 200 people have died.
So they're going to send you out to Hawaii in the next 2 months?
Well, they're taking applications until mid-December.
Okay. So. Because, like, we're starting to head into the high time for typhoons out there.
Oh, yeah. You want to wait till after that.
You want to wait till after, yeah.
Those accepted into the program are required to commit a few hours every week to a nonprofit where they can use their knowledge and skills. Though the program will accept remote workers from across the United States, it's also geared towards former Hawaii residents who want to return. There's got to be more than 50 of them. Among those people is Richard Matsui, a Movers and Shakas founder who recently returned to Hawaii from San Francisco. As someone who was born and raised in Hawaii, I always dreamed of moving back home. The pandemic normalized remote work, and I took the opportunity to relocate home. He also pointed out one of the program's central goals is to help diversify the economy. Beyond bringing in valuable dollars to our local businesses, the real value is bringing talented knowledge workers who will both help to build our communities through volunteer work and also make our economy more resilient, he said. While the pandemic is an enormous crisis, it also presents Hawaii with a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to diversify our economy.
So you're going to go to Hawaii?
Fucking A right.
I've never been there. I'm not sure I could drive that far.
You can't. You can't drive that far.
I'm not sure I could fly that far either without losing my mind. I didn't take a boat, but I don't like boats either.
This one's 3 if by sea, Craig.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not a boat or a plane person, so that's going to be a problem.
No, you're not a boat or a plane.
If
you
I had
are
a boat,
person.
Never mind. You're not allowed
to motorboat to Cleveland. I know.
I could motorboat to Cleveland all day.
You'd have to come up for air eventually.
Eventually.
You got to wear your scuba gear.
Scuba Steve.
And it's spitting on bugs.
All right. So this week for Shenanigans, it's been Rich and Walden. I am Craig. We had a little bit of Alan at the very beginning of the show. Hopefully.
Totally tolerable dose.
Just wait till he gets back. He's going to be intolerable for the first couple of weeks because he's going to have a lot of energy built up.
It's just going
to be all pent up.
It's just going to be one long Sinatra impression the whole time.
Oh,
he's going to have a trumpet player following him around.
But isn't it Wayne Newton who's out there with the residency? He'll be singing Donkashane.
If he actually sees Wayne Newton.
Who knows? Has he seen anybody else out there? He saw mirrors. He was looking at giant mirror lasers.
You know, he's just touring all the Las Vegas cathedrals. Because he's such an innocent boy.
He is. But he's having fun. At least he hasn't lost our studios yet.
We don't know that.
Right.
It'll take... There's a moratorium on evictions right now.
We still don't know what happened to his truck either.
No, it's still not here.
Alan, what happened to your truck?
He's not saying.
He's not saying, no. We'll have to ask him again next week when we see him.
If we see him.
If we do.
He probably hocked the truck.
We won't see him. We'll just hear him, and the light's back on. So, nope, now it's gone again. So it must have been someone was moving. It's weird. Who knows? Anyway, for Shenanigans this week, it's Rich, Walden, I'm Craig. Thanks for listening. Join us again next week.